Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey joining us talking TPP in just a moment.
State Question 792 will improve our economy by helping diversify agricultural production. Before Prohibition, Oklahoma was a leading grape producer with 10 times as much acreage in production as we have today. We can return to that elite status with a yes vote on 792. Former Oklahoma Farm Bureau Family of the Year, Dennis and Elaine Flaming, say voting yes on 792 will help get products to market and lead to job growth. Local grocery stores like United, Williams, and Reesers from all across the state are supporting the passage. And passage of 792 will lead to hundreds of new Oklahoma jobs. Please join respected Oklahoma farmers and ranchers like Dennis and Elaine Flaming of Fairview, Tim Laddick of Drummond, Jack Sherry of Holdenville, and hundreds of others in voting yes on 792. The last question on the ballot. For more information, go to yesonseven92.com. Authorized and paid for by Yes on 792 Incorporated.
As we consider the possibility of a lame duck session in these final days of 2016, agriculture remains hopeful that a vote on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, will still occur. This despite all the negative talk about TPP and trade during the presidential campaign over the last several months. In fact, over much of the last year. According to Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, a vote for TPP in the lame duck is incredibly important for the U.S. beef cattle industry because without it, the industry is facing the potential of being permanently disadvantaged compared to the Australians in selling beef to our most important market, the Japanese market. Michael Kelsey remains hopeful that a vote will occur during the lame duck.
Yeah, I think so. It's getting serious. Let's be very transparent and very honest. But I think at the same time, I think we will have an opportunity, very hopeful that we'll have an opportunity to do so. Both presidential candidates have been somewhat negative towards it. But when it comes to the lame duck, President Obama will be working to establish his legacy, if you will. And this is one that he wants. And so he's going to try to work through that. Again, whether, you know, good or bad in terms of his administration, this is an issue, though, that's important to us and has very positive effects for us. Just as an example, and I know most folks know this, but it bears repeating, in Japan, 38% tariff on U.S. beef right now. It moves to 9%, and then over time, it can even go away. That was very competitive with our friends down in Australia who are a step ahead of us right now in that Japanese market. That's a very, very valuable market. If you look at those 10 other countries that are involved in that 11 total countries, then there's some great opportunity for us there. And just as importantly, it really positions China in a bad position, if you will, economically, that then we may be able to kind of push China a little bit to be more friendly to the U.S. From a trade perspective as well as just a relationship perspective. When you start tying up trade and you position a country negatively regarding their economic status, they sit up and pay attention. That's what TPP would do to China. And so it's a great step for us from a holistic United States standpoint regarding China. A lot of good things that we need there, certainly very beneficial to the beef industry, and we're going to continue to press forward on that, and hopefully we'll get a positive lame duck vote on TPP.
Cattle industry executive Michael Kelsey, cattle industry has calculated the harm of not ratifying TPP on a daily basis. Every day that goes by that we don't have it ratified costs cattle producers $400,000 because of the advantage the Australians have over the U.S. in the Japanese market. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Bob Tallman inviting you to join us for the 4-6's Legacy Female Sale, Thursday, November 10th at 1 p.m. Central. The sale will be broadcast live at SuperiorLivestock.com and Dish Channel 232. What an opportunity to purchase legendary heifers in load lots or groups of 10 head. For more information, call my friends at Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117, or visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.